Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, and hi, I hope everybody's well. Welcome to Life Design with Linda Sachs. I'm your host, Linda Sachs. Today I am showcasing, and I use the word showcasing, a special guest who, to me, qualifies as a trailblazer on multiple levels. Her name is Victoria Nguyen. Victoria is a mother of five, a relationship expert, by all means, a brand and marketing expert, an amazing storyteller, and so much more. She is so filled with passion, love, enthusiasm, authenticity to the max, and positive energy unlimited. With 2 decades of marketing experience beginning at age 19 with Disney Pictures, Victoria now uses her keen understanding of relationships and how they relate to business and its success as her business focus. Victoria states, quote-unquote, at the core of any business victory, the business owner always places these 2 components in the highest regard. Number 1, a quality product that brings value, and number 2, a strategy for engaging with clients and customers at an emotional level. That's what we all need to listen to, pay attention to, and begin to reprogram on an emotional level, okay? She has humbling testimonials from producer Jerry Bruckheimer and celebrities such as Steve Carell, Paul Rudd, and Nicolas Cage. Today, I've specifically asked Victoria to come onto my show and talk about what I call her trailblazing social engagement strategic form of marketing, which she has branded. Then once again, as quoted, she's often saying, without having a social engagement strategy, one to connect with your audience, with my audience, I would have never made it so quickly from brainstorming to where else other than Beverly Hills, where I'm sitting, where she first met Steve Carell. Victoria has also taken authenticity and vulnerability to a whole new level with her Lies I Tell Myself project, which has attracted entrepreneurial giants and pro athletes vouching for her vision. She repeatedly tells her clients, if you think what you're going to do and work on is fun, you will excel at it. And always look for the fun factor in your work. Always remember to keep it authentic. I've known Victoria for about 6 months now, and I really have to say that every time we chat and we connect, her energy is so infectious. It's captivating, inspiring, and most of all, she is really so much fun. I always hang up the phone feeling so positive and so motivated. So I've invited Victoria back, this is her second visit, to talk on the show today about her whole concept, as I just said, of social engagement strategy. So Victoria, welcome. Are you there?
Thank you. Yeah, I felt like I should take notes on what you were saying so then I have my down days.
You can pay me for them. I'll send them to you. No, I'm just kidding. First, I'd like to congratulate you as a missus. And Victoria has just recently, in her life with 5 children and a really busy, huge thing going on, she just recently remarried. So my first show, that's what we talked about, was pretty much the lie you told yourself about being a mother of 5 and never finding love. So let's get right into the juice today. I want to give you as much time as you can. The first question really that I'm going to kind of ask you and then let you run with it as you choose. I'd like you to share your journey to the discovery and the inception of bringing and merging emotion to business as this trailblazing concept, how it blossomed, bloomed, and now how it's thriving. So run with that, please.
There's a lot of passionate and people that are great leaders out there, but what I have found that even though I was passionate and I was bold and I was a leader, that people's take on me, it was real hit and miss. They couldn't quite, and this is feedback that I got, really bold and valuable feedback, they couldn't decide if they could quite trust me or not. They really couldn't get a good vibe on me, you know, a good read of me, and I thought, oh my gosh, what is that about? I know I'm caring, I know I'm I love people, and I thought, what am I putting out there? And what I realized was I had a kind of a wall going up. I just wanted, I wanted to appear like this powerful businesswoman, and what I realized is I have had more success since I let down those walls and been authentic and real, even in business. So I've definitely morphed my real life into my business life, and I found that you can do that without discrediting yourself. It's totally okay to share that, hey, I'm growing too. Hey, look what I just learned. It's, you know, and then share it. It's about sharing too.
Well, you know, it's amazing that you're talking about this, because I'm just working on what I call my coming out show. And it took me a few days to tell my story, and it took me a few days to really be able to even sit down and put the pen to paper. I tried a lot of different tactics. Nothing was coming. And I realized after a while that that's really been my life journey. It's that there's been this kind of emotionless facade, because I grew up in a family where emotions were really, there was no such thing. You didn't talk about them, and this isn't a personal level, not even a business level. So the disconnection is so amazing to think that in the past we've all been kind of programmed, you know, like you said, to shelf our emotions, not bring them into the business or bring them into the office. But so many people don't even do that in their own family life, so they're so disconnected with themselves. What kind of clients, you know, are drawn to you or come to you, find you?
Ones that want very bold feedback.
Nice.
I'm very, very in tune with how to read people, with even just within a few minutes. So if they truly, truly want to go bigger and they're willing to hear some things that might be a little bit tough to hear, you know, you come off like this, and my experience of you is this, and here are the strengths I see, but with that strength, I can see that it probably also takes you down. I have noticed that that's been my biggest, when I ask people, you know, what strength do you see in me? It helps me to know, because sometimes I'm out of tune with myself, and I've asked people, so what do you see? Oh, you're the one that I go to for an honest opinion. You're the one that I go to feel loved, yet I get the truth. So I wish I could package and bottle that, because I don't know what it is. But I have never had someone say, I feel like crying when I'm with you. They say, you know, I feel loved, but, man, you see through all the crap that I try and put out, you know, all the show, all the public image stuff. And maybe it's because I see their beauty. I see the beauty in people, too. And I just like call it like it is. Sometimes I can see that people's personal relationships are coming up, it's being projected in their businesses, or their business, and they're like, how did you know that? I'm like, you know, is your marriage all right? You're doing all right? No. Oh, and then, you know, it comes off. So take care of your stuff at home. Just watch. Your business is probably doing just fine. Just take care of your personal stuff. And it throws people off. I will say that. But they're always saying, man, you hit the nail on the head. Feedback, bold and loving feedback.
That's so amazing. How are you going to work with clients that come to you? Well, obviously, I would assume, right, if they don't really, their transformation is essential, right? If they're coming to you, right, because whatever they're doing up until the present time hasn't worked or isn't working, right? So they need to be doing something different. Now, I would assume that they need to transform, and obviously we're essential beings. So they would, like you said, need to, you know, you go home and repair and fix what you have to fix. Victoria, that's a huge, big job. I'll throw this out at you. That's been a lifelong journey for me, and I'm middle-aged, but in the past 10 years, and especially in my growth period in the past 2 years, I just missed my two-year anniversary at L.A. on June 16th. But for the past 2 years, it's been like a quantum speed kind of journey with so much change going on. How do people that come to you that want their business to grow understand and get that it's not a quick turnaround like in the past when business people would seek out a marketing and a branding expert. They would be told they need to pay X amount of dollars and, you know, in 3 months and 6 months, you know, you're going to see this return, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We're a whole new breed, right, of entrepreneurs right now and helpers and healers. But the world is also, and people are in a crisis monetarily too. How do you deal with that?
Well, I'm not sure if we're on the same page exactly, but the thought that came to me is that the marketing now, like with social engagement, the strategy, it's relationship building, and that can take some time to morph, to build the trust.
Okay.
But there are definitely some key ways. One of my biggest
You
are
answering the
with...
question perfectly, by the way. This is
okay.
exactly what I
okay.
wanted you to
Where
talk
you were
about.
Going.
No. You know what? I'm sorry for interrupting, but I wanted to spend some time with this because I don't want any listeners that are listening to the show, you know, I want them to kind of understand the concept of what social engagement strategy is, because I really needed you to explain it to me, how it applies to growing your business or building your brand. You know, we all think about, okay, go out and get a tagline or, you know, a bunch of taglines, go out and get brochures. We all need that programming. So kind of talk to the babies, talk to the beginners who are just...
That they're just trying
yeah.
to grasp
Opening
what
up.
In the world this all is.
Right.
Well, it's relationship building.
Okay.
So people are wanting, including me. So as a consumer, if there's, let's say we're talking about laundry soap. You've got Tide and you've got All. I don't know, in California, I know you've got Tide. But so
we've got everything
you've got
in California. We have too much. But that's a good example. I want you to,
you
I want
really
you
do.
To...
So we've got Tide and, you know, we've got All. Well, if Tide, on their packaging, they're talking about the nonprofit that they're helping, and CEO has got a little message saying, I was a foster care child. We're giving, you know, 1% of all our proceeds to the foster care, you know, organization, blah, 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 and
okay.
here's why. I will always buy that product first.
I love this.
Because
okay, good.
Suddenly I care. Suddenly
right.
I give a crap about that company. But when, you know, back in the old days, it was just whatever is bright red and bright blue with some yellow and, you know, just to attract kind of a car salesy feel. Well, now we want to hear from the CEO. We want to know about how much they love their wife. You know, I mean, we want to hear this stuff. Look at all the reality shows. We're so interested in people's lives. Well, it crosses over into business too.
Okay.
We want to see your team. What you guys do for fun? What did your company? You know, what was your company outing like? Throw some pictures up on your website or on Facebook. And if there is a mistake, with like I said, without discrediting yourself, but if your business or you as a business owner maybe made some mistakes last year.
Okay.
To share and say, hey, gosh, we a little misstep over here. And here's what we learned from it, though, and the growth has been huge, you know, ever since. Positioning yourself like that, it's authentic, it's not discrediting, but it's relationship building. So social engagement strategy, relationship building. I love to work with people on, let's see, an example would be a client a couple of weeks ago said, well, I'm doing fine on my business page on Facebook. And, of course, I'm always wondering, okay, let's see what they mean by doing fine.
Right.
Well, she posts a lot. So she asks questions, and they're not very deep, and she doesn't share really how she feels about it, but she will post a question or just give out some information. But when I say no one, I mean no one was commenting.
Okay.
No one was commenting or sharing her post.
Okay.
So... in a loving but bold feedback way, I
called
back to her and said, the goal is not to just post, kind of spew stuff out there. The goal is to pull people in to engage with you.
Right.
And so that's what her and I are going to work on, is a strategy in her post. And it can change overnight. I've done it with even an attorney. It doesn't really matter your field. We just sculpt it for, I mean, I'm not that attorney. Now that I think about it, I check on them all the time. Because after a while, I let people run off and do their thing. You know, I give them the jump start and we go for maybe 6 months or sometimes maybe a year. And now he's become a good friend. And, man, he'll get 70 to 100 comments on his post. And, you know, that took one sushi lunch. It's basically, we had two or three hour meeting.
Yeah. No, I love this. I think this is something hopefully that the listeners can relate to, and I have to put myself out there and say I'm one of those people. I was on the journey also with the greatest intention, and I was inspiring so many people, but I wanted to reach people, but I was thinking, isn't it a little over the top for me to share my own personal feelings on a Facebook page and then have people respond to them? And then one morning I said, you know, I'm just going to start doing this, because what I was doing was jamming up people's walls and they weren't too happy. So I learned that lesson kind of just through my own experience and osmosis. So it would have been really great to have somebody, you know, help me with that and get a turnaround on it overnight. Like, that would be amazing for me to have
that.
That
part of it can be quick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's a good example how, I guess, on so many levels, there are so many layers, right? You know, you start, right.
Yep.
For people to know that
that's why I call it a strategy.
Okay. So go talk about that a little bit.
So back to the client from a couple of weeks ago, she said, you know, I want to be a public speaker. I want you to get my name all over and get me gigs for public speaking. And once I really looked at her website and her Facebook presence and Twitter, what I realized is she wasn't there yet, because you got to build a fan base. Right. You're not invited to radio shows or to live events unless you've already done some, creating it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so her and I get to start from that point, you know, build a strategy. So it kind of depends on where you're at. Yeah, other people will come to me and they'll have quite a, let's say, a Twitter following. They'll have quite a following, and we just kind of need to tweak their brand, meaning they're coming off a little bit contrived. The authentic, like, we work on some authenticity and just a little bit of tweaking of their brand there, and that can be pretty quick too. People really, really respond. This might sound a little odd, but I'm going to throw it out there. People can tell when we post from our ego, meaning, or when we create an advertising or marketing campaign, it's from our ego.
Yes.
Meaning, I am telling you about me meeting with Steve Carell because it strokes my ego and makes me feel good.
Right.
Or I can tell you about that because I just want to show you that here's how it worked for me. It's not about trying to look good to people. I only show it just to show credibility, or I only talk about it to bring credibility to something that I've created, and that's it. But I have in the past used it as an ego boost. Mm-hmm. I had to switch out of that. And since I have, the success has been, and I mean success not just like financially, but my relationships. That's what matters most to me anyways. My success has been so much greater since I took the ego out of my posts and out of my marketing, and I've had to delete a few. Like, oh, what's that coming from? You know, we don't get on Facebook to vent. Here's a big rule.
Right, okay.
Do not get on Facebook to vent. Do not get on Facebook, if you have a business presence on there, to talk about your political outrages.
Right.
It's not a place for soapbox, you know, standing. Right. If you have a business presence. If it's just you and you're just connecting with family and friends, then go on and say whatever you like.
Right.
But if they're connecting you, like with you and with me, people know we run businesses.
Right.
And the last thing we need to do is offend people by some very bold perspective that we might have on a political candidate or like I said, venting. I see that so much. And honestly, I defriend them pretty quickly because our energy
Oh, yes.
it spreads. It's a ripple effect. And yeah. I need all the positive energy I can get.
Don't we all? This is such a great and an interesting topic, because I know you and I actually spent quite a bit of time about a week or two ago talking about, you know, Twitter and presence on Twitter. And I remember specifically that I was questioning you and trying to be very purpose-driven about mm-hmm. how these two engines are optimized, you know, how are they mm-hmm. used to my best function or whatever. And I realized that there's really a lot that made a lot of sense that I just wasn't aware of. You just made me aware of it. I didn't know.
It's a whole world, huh?
Oh, my God.
Marketing is so different now, and it takes a bold personality that's willing to take a few jabs.
Well, that's why I invited you on the show, and I'm so glad that was just your tag sentence, because the listeners that are out there, this is exactly the type of people that I'm looking to showcase on my show. And, Victoria, you're your second invitation back, because we are entering, we're already in it, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs that are going to be drowning, that are going to need to even try and find a way to keep their heads above water and swim. But it's going to be a slow process. They may not get it. The only way they'll get it, you know, is if monetarily they take a huge dive and then they realize mm-hmm. they're in crisis. Because I think a lot of people are just going to kind of be in like that phase or that fog that we've all kind of been referring to. Because it is such a transitional stage we're at and we're in right now.
We're very nosy people these days. Very nosy consumers. Like I said, the reality shows prove it, that we really want to connect with people. You know, there's always that one girl on The Bachelor, you know, that we connect with, or like there's always that one person. And we do the same thing in business, like I said, with the tide and the all. If all would just, and this is not a truth, but this
right.
is a pretend, but you know, if all that CEO would talk to us about their plight for Haiti because they're Haitian, you know, I want to hear about it. I want
right.
to know. And I will support that.
That is so interesting. Do you find, I think we have about 5 or maybe 6 minutes left. How do clients and people find you? And how do they understand, and how do my listeners find you? But that's the second part of the question. But how, when they look for you, how do they know? I guess it was me when I first heard social engagement strategist. Now that you and I have spoken, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it. I didn't get it at first. Like, I needed to, you know, switch my gears, shift my gears.
Yeah, yeah.
How do people find out about you? How do you find clients? Is it word of mouth, reference? You know, just talk a little bit about you in the few minutes we have.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I promote Facebook a lot, and not because I'm working with them, but truly because for a good while, I didn't have my website up, and all my clients came through Facebook, every single one of them. It's people that, like, built up a trust just through authentic posts and keeping it real and keeping it funny sometimes and being deep and meaningful, you know, other times. I would get random emails saying, so what exactly do you do? Or, you know, I just want you to know, I go to your Facebook page every morning to start my day. I went, what? What? So on Facebook, if you do a search for Victoria Nguyen, W-Y-N-N, you'll see Victoria Nguyen as my main profile. It's pretty filled up, but you can subscribe and post, and it reads just like as if you were technically a friend. So subscribing, I think, is great, too, because it looks to me like we're friends.
Let me ask you a question. I was just thinking of something that might be food for thought for you. Have you ever put any kind of a little blurb or something on your Facebook wall about what social engagement, like what we've talked about in our show on Facebook? I'd love you to do that.
I have a business page. I have a business page for it. So it's Victoria Wynn, and then in parentheses, it says social engagement strategist.
Okay.
So when you're on Facebook, just do a search for Victoria Wynn, and you'll see three of them at least.
All right. Victoria Wynn. So listeners that are out there, it's Victoria Wynn, W-Y-N-N. Not W-Y-N, although the name is appropriate for Victoria. Victoria Wynn. Okay, let's just see. So
and the same thing to email me directly and just ask me questions. Victoria Wynn at me, like M as in Mary, E.com.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So do you truly find and see and view work as fun? Because I know you refer to fun very often. And can you talk for a minute or two about the effectiveness of that? Because I specifically chose that in all the conversations we have. I must really thank you and let all the listeners know that very often I walk into meetings or places that may, you know, have me feeling a little discomfort, and I think fun. And it's a trailblazing thought, and it's yours. So I want to thank you for that. But talk about that for a minute, if you would.
Yes. It doesn't feel like something you want to do. So, for instance, with this radio show, there's that little feeling, and you've got to listen to those little feelings inside, and they guide us if we'll just listen to them.
Yes.
That little feeling, if it were to say, last night, if it were to say, you're dreading doing this radio show, you're dreading it, it stinks, it's a chore, then, you know, I've got to do the thing that's the most loving choice for me, which is to give you a call, let you know the situation, that I'm getting this bad feeling about it. Is there any
way? So you're not making up an excuse and lying.
Oh, heck no.
The business world. Okay.
Nope.
What would you say, Victoria? I'm putting this out there.
I tell people, this happens on occasion, I've got a meeting set up, and then I just get this feeling like this is dread. I'm dreading it. And I refuse to do it anymore. And every time it's been perfect, meaning it's
intention.
And I just let people know, I'm getting this gut feeling like something is off. Maybe we need to reschedule. I don't know what it is right now. I hope you'll understand. I've got to follow my heart on it. Nobody argues with me.
How many people do you really make angry? Mad would be a good word to use.
They don't.
Wow.
Because who's going to argue with you when you...
that's why I'm bringing this up. Okay.
Yeah. If you were to tell me, my heart is saying, or that feeling inside is saying, Victoria, I'm going to reschedule you for a different time. I've got Michael so-and-so, and I know that he needs to be on in your spot. Is that going to be okay? Are we good? I'm just telling you how I'm feeling about it. Chances are I'm probably feeling the same thing. And I'm like, phew, thank you, because I wasn't feeling it either.
This is your goal or your dream, your long-term goal of where you'd like to see business headed. This is your mission, your trailblazing mission. I want all the listeners out there, please, in the 2 minutes that are left, I tell Victoria all the time, we could go on and on for hours talking, because first of all, I just love to listen to her, and your energy is so great.
Thank you.
So you're so welcome. It's my pleasure. In the 90 seconds we have left, I'm going to ask you two questions. If you could time capsule, if you could go back in time, would you do or change anything?
No.
Along your journey. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
All right. Last
no.
question. What would you wish to give, or what do you offer to give to my listeners as their takeaway from our time together today, from our show? If you could give them one takeaway.
Take a few seconds before you write any marketing content or post anything on Facebook or Twitter, ask yourself if your ego is part of it.
Wow, that's great, Victoria. Love that.
If it
and then what do you do? If
back.
The answer is yes, take the pen and
then
leave.
Take
come
a
back.
Step back and switch it to how can I be of service? Post from being in service to people, and it will change the whole vibe.
I love that. I want to thank you so much. Like I said, 30 minutes is a real short amount of time to be able to really encapsulate a lifetime of business and marketing, whatever. I love your concept. I think I would selfishly want to have you help me a little bit too. So, you know, after today you got me all, yeah, you got me all turned on. All my engines are running on high. I really want to thank you for sharing your trailblazing strategy of connecting emotion to business. I want to wish you well and good luck in your marriage. Thank you so much for being a guest. Listeners, we're just about to go off the air. I just want to wish you all a wonderful summer, and I will be back next week. All my love. Bye, Victoria.
Bye. Thank you.